Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. As we head into the year's biggest shopping season, a lot of us would like to continue our buy local habits. Fortunately for us, Liz Nuttall of Aunt Olivier Fine Oils and Vinegars has become something of a local food scout. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, Did you know she won a Best in Baltimore Award?
Yes, I did, and well-deserved, I might add.
Well, congratulations, Liz. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And you have to know what's going on out there in the local food scene, because you do make some partnerships and bring some things into the store. What kind of things are happening right now?
Well, everybody needs to know that some of the farmers markets do continue through the season.
Sure.
They go year round. A lot of people think that they end at the end of summer, and
right.
they don't. They go year round.
Yeah, and there's some stuff that's really cool, especially things to give as good gifts.
And the farmers will make a little extra effort to package some of their things as gifts.
Right. They do. Our friends at One Straw Farm, They do a canned tomato that's wonderful.
Certainly.
It brings that Maryland tomato flavor right into the winter.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, is fun to give as a gift. I mean, it's very kind of classic and old style to give, like, canned things, you know, for the holidays, and I think it's a perfect one.
You could even do it as dinner in a bag.
Yeah.
you could get the tomatoes, you could get a little pasta.
Sure,
and
sure.
It would be wonderful.
That would be great.
What else have you spotted?
We spotted some salted caramel sauce.
No, boy.
local purveyors of caramels, Mouth Party.
That's a great name. I love that.
Definitely.
Jerry, salted caramel has become really hot recently.
Yeah, right. The whole salt and sweet craze, like, you know, salted covered pretzels, chocolate covered pretzels, those type of things. It's a great combo.
It is a great combo. And Mouth Party really makes a nice product.
Yeah.
Drizzle a little over an apple pie and you've really done something amazing. Our store carries something called shrub, which is an unusual product that's been around since colonial times.
Uh-huh.
It's a fruited vinegar, so it's a way of preserving the fruits into the wintertime. You can use them as a vinaigrette. You can put them in a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You can even use them in a drink.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, I got turned on to these this summer, Jerry, and they're a lot of fun. The first thing I'll say is that they stay very true to the fruit flavor.
Okay.
And I think there's at least 6 or 7 different flavors.
You there know, are.
I'm partial to the raspberry and the strawberry one myself.
Yeah.
Really nice. And what I've been doing is taking seltzer water and pouring a little bit of this shrub into it, and you have a great, you know, soft drink right there. Great flavors, and they just really spark your creativity. It's a nice thing.
It's fun to have a little fruit in the winter, too.
It sure is.
It is. We like to partner also with some of our local farms. Rosetta Beef comes to mind. Carriage House Farms sells fish and eggs.
Right.
Springfield Farms sells eggs and poultry.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dave, for the holidays, you got to get a goose or a turkey from him. I mean, he does some great things.
And it's so much fun to go out and visit these places.
Oh, without a doubt.
It is fun. It's a whole family adventure to take them out to the farm and to see where their food comes from.
Of course.
It is. And there's such a variety of things that are available for them.
Yeah.
You can place an order for a Christmas or a holiday goose or a turkey.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice. And you get to meet the folks.
And, so. And, you know, I've always loved to spend my money locally when it comes to the holidays.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for being
pleasure.
With us. And you've given us a lot of really great ideas for shopping locally throughout the winter and the holiday season. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.